Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. This text line thing getting a little real here. I think we're going to rename it, instead of the 97.1 text line, the 97.1 beat up Mark line. What do you think?
I mean, it's kind of fitting people, with some
people
of the comments.
They're just wanting to chime in there and just tell me exactly what they think. Want to send me to sensitivity training. Could you, Pat, imagine a person more likely to fail sensitivity training than me?
Oh, you would not do well there.
Someone else's is your arrogant mark.
So do better.
I'm
okay?
Pretty down to earth, I think, on most of these issues. But you be the judge. The issue here this morning was the Eric Schmidt interview with George Stephanopoulos over on ABC News, and I referred to him jokingly by the same name the great one Rush Limbaugh referred to him by. Last week, and I got chewed out on the text line. It was an insult to Greeks everywhere that I mispronounced the guy's last name. So I checked in with my Greek source this morning, and I'm like, hey, I need to know. And he goes, it doesn't offend me at all. You keep going. I'm like, all right, thank you. So I've got my permission now from my official member of the Greek Orthodox Church, Stephanopagopoulos. I'll call him whatever I want. It may be a combination of a bunch of those things.
He's going to say it even worse now.
Well,
it's not even that. So they complained that you initially mispronounced it, but then when you said, okay, you started saying it correctly, then they were upset with that too. So really,
you can't win. You can't make
them
happy. And I've quite frankly, that's not what I'm here for, is to make you happy. It's just not. But I'm here to bring you the truth and to shed a little light and humor in places where we clearly need a little bit of that.
Can't we have a little humor once in a while?
Yeah, thank you. Gary Johnson, you got to roll Gary Johnson out every once in a while when we need a little humor here on the morning show. Coming up, we're going to get to Jason Law. He's running for county executive out in St. Charles County. And, of course, he's got an event coming up where they're talking about leadership. And we are going to talk to him about that because, of course, we need some of that. We certainly need some of it in St. Charles County, without doubt. And that event's coming up on the 11th, and we will get more details from Jason on that. But they got lots of good guests coming to that, including Bob Onder. Congressman Bob Onder is going to be there. State Senator Nick Schroer, a few others talking about St. Charles County leadership, and we'll have details on that for you coming up here. In just a couple minutes, Tom Ackerman's joining us as well because, wow, what a weekend for college football. Number one versus number two. Number two won, which was a big deal because the Indiana Hoosiers are 12-0, and that's, of course, Tom's alma mater, and he's very, very excited about that. I was rooting for him. I've always rooted for Ohio State, but this weekend I temporarily rooted for the Hoosiers in football. I would never root for them in basketball, but I rooted for them in football, and they won. And we still got a college football playoff to go. More and more schools, Kim was pointing out to me this morning, and Ethan, have said no to a bowl bid after being turned down for the college football playoff.
Iowa State, Notre Dame. What was the other one you
all
said?
The schools
Baylor?
Make all
Baylor.
Baylor. All the schools make money doing it. I guess for Notre Dame, it was just, it was an issue of principle.
Felt they got
you
snubbed.
You snubbed us mm-hmm. for the playoffs, yet you want to put us on TV again and make money off people watching us play. No, we're done. We're not doing that. We'll go home for the holidays. How about that? Mizzou's going to be playing, I think, Virginia, right, in their bowl?
Yep.
Did I hear that yesterday?
Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
The what? Tax Slayer Gator Bowl?
Every time she said it this morning, I'm like, I have no idea what that is.
What did they call it? It was Gator Bowl.
No, I'm not
Bowl,
making fun
they...
of how you say it. I'm just like, what is
so,
this?
So they... It looks like I was Googling about this. I'm like, what is the tax? I've heard of the Tax Slayer Bowl, but then they said that they changed the name. Either it was the Gator Bowl and they changed it to the Tax Slayer Bowl, something like that. There was
so
a name.
Hyphenated.
There was a name change, and then yeah, people were saying the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. The
maybe
Music
they've
City
got
Bowl,
a,
I know
maybe
of.
They've got a text line too, and they took so many complaints they've decided.
Maybe,
to change
maybe they're
it.
Actually complaining about you on that text line too.
Stranger things have happened, for sure. All right, we're gonna get to our top stories right now, Ethan. Please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I watched many of my colleagues go from making fun of him, making fun of how he talks, making fun of me constantly for supporting him, to when he won the primary in 2024, they all started, excuse my language, Leslie, kissing his ass.
Woo! MTG has just, not only did she leave the reservation, she has floated down the river somewhere on a raft. I don't know what's going on with her. She went on with Leslie Stahl, biggest Trump hater and horrible reporter on 60 Minutes last night, and started claiming that half the Republicans in Congress hate Donald Trump, but they're all afraid of him. Sorry, that sounds awful, Marjorie.
I mean, when I think about Stephen Miller and his white supremacist rhetoric, it reminds me of the way the Nazis described Jewish people.
Oh, wow. Ilhan Omar ramping it up. Boy, no rhetoric on the other side. We're back to Nazi descriptions again. You know, go ahead and open fire all the nuts out there, because Ilhan Omar thinks there are Nazis afoot in America. Imagine that.
So, you know, this nation was founded by killers who slaughtered 90% of the indigenous people, leeches who glommed off of the indigenous who taught them how to survive.
There is no joy in Reidville. Joy Reid last night, it's no wonder she's been fired. She's just a horrible, bitter human being claiming this about America. The worst thing about these people is they've never cracked a history book in their life. There's not a piece of land on this earth that wasn't at some point occupied by somebody else who got conquered. That's how it happens.
I mean, he's really an elegant man. His wife's amazing. Kind of like my wife over here. Come here, beautiful. Come on, my love. I found him to be very elegant in his demeanor.
How about that? Yo, Adrian. That was Sylvester Stallone at the Kennedy Center Awards last night. And they asked him what he thought about J.D. Vance being sort of the successor to Donald Trump. And he went on and on and on about how much he likes Vance. And I thought it was a nice testimony off the cuff by Sylvester Stallone last night. Listen.
Quite humbling, not humbling, but he was quite generous in his words to me and to my family when he didn't have to be. I didn't expect it. So there's something about when you look at a man eye to eye and just you can feel it, whether they're real or whether they're trying to be posturing for a different idea. But he's authentic. I mean, look at the book he wrote. Talk about humble beginnings.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everyone who's met Trump and has had any sort of conversation with him seems to say he's pretty humble and that he's a lot more down to earth than he appears.
Well, he said that about Trump, and there, of course, he was speaking about J.D. Vance. I mean, same thing. I think that Stallone sees it for sure. Anybody that's known him for a long time before, remember when they used to share pictures with Hillary and Bill Clinton and Sharpton at these fundraisers where Trump was donating money and they all loved him, and then he ran for president as a Republican, and now they all hate him. Now he's a racist.
Now J.D. Vance
is a Nazi.
Comes off to me as authentic. I've never questioned J.D. Vance. I have questioned Trump, but still support the guy. I think he's a fantastic president.
Amen. All right, coming up, we'll get to Jason Law. He's running for county executive out in St. Charles County. We'll get his 2 cents coming up in just a couple of minutes about an event he's got on Thursday of this week. And our friend Tom Ackerman's in at the bottom of the hour. Back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as a fairly new resident of St. Charles County, I got my property tax bill the other day. I'm going to tell you that. So it's always fun to look at how those taxes break down. Personal property tax bill and the property tax bill on top of all that. I will tell you one thing. It was lower than what I was paying in St. Louis County.
Oh, I believe that.
So I've saved some money by moving across the river there. Hey, we got Jason Law on the phone with us this morning, one of the candidates right now for St. Charles County Executive. And Jason, how about that? I saved myself some money by moving over to God's country.
Well, you know, if you would have moved to Lake St. Louis, you would have saved even more, Mark.
That's true. And why is that? Remind people why that is.
You know, when I was the mayor of Lake St. Louis, I worked with my board, and we cut our property tax by 46%, and we have now one of the lowest tax rates in the entire county. And that led to Costco coming to Lake St. Louis over O'Fallon, because we don't levy a personal property tax, and our property taxes are much lower.
So how did you do that? Because the big question is, well, if we were to get rid of those taxes, how would we make up that lost revenue?
Well, what we did was we paid off old debt. And we were able to save money, and we didn't go for a reissuance of bonds. And that saved our taxpayers a lot of money. When you're trying to eliminate personal property tax, you can't cut the services as much as some would think. So you have to find other ways to do it. I personally think Richard West has got a great plan in place to do that. And if he can't get that done, my administration will make sure we eliminate personal property tax in the first 3 years.
Wow. I mean, that's a big promise. I don't know how long it's going to take. We've heard Governor Kehoe talking about eliminating the state income tax. And then we know that's going to put a lot of pressure on taxes in other ways, right? Like I know it doesn't relate specifically to St. Charles County, but in St. Louis County in the Chesterfield Valley, I mean, if you look at your receipt when you go to a business down there, you see all kinds of extra taxes on there. The tax rate's a little higher here or there. Is it going to put pressure on counties like St. Charles County? You're wanting to eliminate personal property taxes if at the state level they're working on eliminating the income tax?
Well, if you look at St. Charles County's sales tax now, it's much lower than St. Louis County. St. Louis County has places that are 12, 13, 14%.
Yeah.
And in St. Charles County, most everywhere is under 10%. There's a few districts out there that might be a little bit over, but not many.
Well, that's good. That is a worthy goal for sure. What are some of the other issues you see popping up right now as you run for county executive? And I mean, obviously, the three person race again now that Steve Ellman decided to stay in.
Yeah, you know what I'm seeing is the lack of leadership in the administration. I mean, if you just go back to the last week, we had 2 inches of snow that shut down St. Charles County. It took me 3 hours to get home. And what did they? All it was a blame game. Oh, they blamed the forecast. Well, you know what? At 4 a.m., Channel 2 News was saying this was coming in early. Why couldn't they get 10 trucks out there to pre-treat the highways to make sure people were safe?
Yeah, those, you know, you got to look at the top. I mean, not just the top of the department, but who's in charge overall, right? That comes back to the county executive's desk.
It does. How hard would it be for Steve to call the National Weather Service, which is in his county, to say, hey, what's going on with the snow? Do you think it's going to come early? Why are we waiting till the last second to protect our residents? It baffles me.
Yeah, and I don't know what the chain of command there is. Maybe you hope that you've got people in place that will do those things. Clearly, there were some failures all over the region when it came to that last Monday, right?
Yeah, it was. But, yeah. You know, Steve has a $50 million emergency center that he built. Isn't somebody in there monitoring the weather?
Good question. Maybe that'll come up if we get to any debates here at some point.
You know, I'm hoping we get to debate soon. We're going to challenge every candidate to a debate. We're excited about our platform, and we're gaining a lot of people and support. And that's why Thursday you can see who's coming to that event. And we're going to have local, state, and federal all at the one same place to answer questions to the residents. It's almost sold out, so and we're not charging. I didn't mean that. It's just almost to capacity.
Yeah. So you're calling it the St. Charles County Leadership Exchange. Tell people who all is going to be there, what you're going to be talking about.
So we have Congressman Bob Onder, and then Senator Nick Schroer, State Reps Richard West and Tricia Burns, along with Mayors Brian McKinney from Lake St. Louis and Keith Wiedemann from Dardenne Prairie. And it allows you to look at not just your municipality, but then the county and then the state and then federally, how we all can work together to keep people safe, keep taxes low, and make sure St. Charles County is that safe place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like a great venue. Is that something, is there a phone number or is it better is there an email address we could give out if people wanted to respond to that?
If you go to stcharlescounty.com, the events on the website, and there's phone numbers and emails of who to contact to get in touch. And I also want to throw out Gugino's is sponsoring it with some nice appetizers.
Yeah, there you go. Lawforstcharlescounty.com is the address there of the website to find out more about that. And it's going on this Thursday night, correct?
Yes, sir.
December 11th. All right. Jason Law, always great having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Talk to you soon. Good to get Jason on this morning, and a great current member of law enforcement, in fact, in St. Louis County, and would be retiring from that if elected to be St. Charles County executive. So
that should be a very interesting race.
It's going to be a very interesting race because you've got obviously Bill Igel, who's got lots of name recognition from his statewide race. You've got Ellman staying in the race and Elam dropping out, Mike Elam, the county councilman. Ellman's got the name recognition in St. Charles County because he's been county executive for so long. And then Jason is the newcomer, the challenger, but not a newcomer to politics because, as he mentioned, he was mayor of Lake St. Louis and made some really great changes to that town in terms of lowering their taxes and putting them on a more better financial footing as well.
And if only the city of St. Louis would look at another area like Lake St. Louis and learn from that, because you have so many big corporations that are moving out of here because they don't want to pay the dumb earnings tax. Yeah. Crime is not handled properly. There's so many issues. And so St. Louis can't seem to hang on to any of these large corporations. And then you have Costco wanting to set up another huge store in Lake St. Louis.
Well, it's good. But, you know, it's because in the city of St. Louis, we need to concentrate on weather protocols.
Well, they can't figure that out. So
they did this time, apparently a little better anyway. Although I noticed the side streets were still a mess when I was out driving around the other day after the snow. All right, coming up, Tom Ackerman is going to join us. Of course, he's going to talk a little college football. We'll talk about the playoffs, the fact that Notre Dame didn't get in, which was pretty offensive, the fact that a lot of these teams are rejecting bowl bids. Not Missouri, by the way. Not at all. They're going to play Virginia. But Baylor and Notre Dame and others have said, you can go pound sand. We're not doing that. We've been snubbed here. And, of course, the Hoosiers are number one overall. We'll get to Tom Ackerman coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, congratulations, Indiana, the Big Ten champs. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are champs. Let's go.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom, I expect you to talk in that voice through the whole interview. Oh, we won! Fernando Mendoza.
He didn't need to be bleeped. He said freaking. Flipping.
I know. Flipping or freaking, one of the two. I wanted people to know he didn't praise God and then drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, he said flipping champ. Fernando Mendoza, my man. Man, he got absolutely crushed on the first play of the game. The first play of the game, Ohio State just smoked him. Right in the chest, midsection, he goes down, and he said, I was laying there on the ground, and he goes, I'm not going to lie to you, it hurt bad. And I said, I could take the easy way out and just call it. I mean, he was hurting. He was down. The whole place went silent. 9 seconds into the game, first play of the game, and they took the medical staff out there to look at Mendoza, and he said, I'm laying there, and I'm thinking I could take the easy way out and just call it a day. Because I don't know if I can get back up. Or I can get back up, go to the sideline, get checked out, and be there for my teammates and go do this thing. And that's what he did. He got up. His brother, Alberto, came in for one play. Fernando put his helmet back on, went back out, place went nuts, and he just started, you know, doing his thing, throwing darts, making plays. He is a phenomenal player, and Indiana's the best team in the country. They won. They beat Ohio State. They beat the big, bad Ohio State once and for all, first time since 1988, and I was in the house. It was an incredible atmosphere. I would say 60-40 at least Indiana fans to Ohio State fans. And the,
really?
Oh, yeah. And the Indiana fans were loud and wild. And it was, you know, it was like a celebration of the moment that we've arrived, that we're here, and this is really cool to be here. And, you know, all the everyone was wearing those bracelets that light up like a concert, you know, and it was just an amazing spectacle to see Indiana in one of the end zones and Ohio State in the other. And then as the game went on, you have this urgency that you could hear it in the crowd. Like, they have to win this game. They treat it like a national championship. You can't come this far and lose to Ohio State again. Have to win it. And it really came down to, you know, making plays and then just hoping that you can gut this thing out. And Ohio State missed a field goal with 2.5 minutes to go. And Indiana's got the ball back. And Kurt Cignetti, I mean, he is going to go down as a legend no matter what happens now. But they, on 3rd and 6, you know, a lot of coaches, I think, would run it and punt. Give the ball back to Ohio State. Let your defense win the game for you. He said, I'm not giving them the ball back. And Mendoza dropped back and threw a bomb down the right side, and Charlie Becker caught it for a first down, and the place went absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And then IU was able to finish the game.
It was
out
a gutsy play. It was a gutsy call, because gutsy everybody call. Expected the same thing. Hand the ball off to the running back, let him try to get the first down, and if they don't, then you punt.
Yep. And, you know, and Indiana's defense was every bit as good as Ohio State's or anybody else's in the country. They were all over Julian Sain, their quarterback. They got through that Ohio State offensive line.
Yeah.
They just could pressured not solve him. Indiana whatsoever. They were just dominant. And then Mendoza never got sacked the entire game.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's amazing.
I mean, it was like when he came back into the game, that Indiana offensive line looked at him and said, we got you. Don't worry. No one's going to touch you again.
Did you think those words would ever come out of your mouth, Tom Ackerman? Indiana is the number one team in the country.
I did not. And they really are. They are the best team in the country. I've felt that all year, but now they've proven it. And now they have 3 weeks. And that's the other thing Cignetti did that I thought was great is, you know, he lifts the Big Ten trophy up. Place is going crazy. And they said, how do you feel? In front of the whole crowd. And he said, I got two things for you. And he thanked everybody for getting us to this point. And then he said, and I got 3.5 weeks to get these guys humble and hungry for the playoffs. That's so him. Great moment. That's great. But, you know, when they meet the players today in the complex, he's going to tell them, we got work to do.
3 more games.
We got work to do.
To actually claim number one, 3 more games, right?
Yep. So they're going to play in the Rose Bowl against the winner of Oklahoma and Alabama, which will be a great game in Norman. I think either way, it'll be a great football game in the Rose Bowl.
We had, several schools. So it was ISU, Notre Dame, Baylor. Several universities are saying, we don't even want to go play in a bowl game. Because, like, Notre Dame, for example, feels like they got snubbed for the playoffs.
Oh, they did get snubbed. And if Notre Dame wants to act like that, that's fine. You know, maybe next time win one of your first 2 games.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't
coming
know.
Coming in hot, Tom Ackerman.
Well, it just is. I mean,
Alabama, you could argue that maybe they should have.
Alabama shouldn't be in there. Notre Dame should be in there over Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama has
its
own cheering section. Yeah. Well, the rules are that a group of five team can get in. They had changed the rules, or Tulane and James Madison are in there by rule. I mean, the ACC can't figure out who's going to win their championship. Duke ends up beating Virginia, 5-loss Duke. They can't be in. Virginia can't be in. Miami sneaks in. Miami beat Notre Dame. So beat Miami next time if you want to get in. Miami has a strong argument. They beat Notre Dame. So Notre Dame doesn't get in. They're crying about it, but Miami beat you. I mean, and looked great, by the way, doing it. Texas A&M went up to South Bend. What did they do? They beat Notre Dame. Texas A&M's in too. So, you know, you got to win your games. And Alabama losing to Florida State is a bad one, but somehow they still get the preferential treatment and they get in. So there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're number one, and we're looking down at everybody. I had an Ohio State fan congratulate me. One of my friends texted me, and I said, it's so weird, man. I'm like, to be at the very top looking down at all this debate and everything. I'm like, is this what it's like? And he said, yes, it is.
Yes.
Feels good, huh? I'm like, yes, it does.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we'll see what happens moving forward.
How do you feel about the Cardinals trade so far? I see Ben Hockman's got an article in the Post saying Cardinal fans are running out of patience, but he's encouraged that Chaim Bloom has a different approach to the process.
Benjamin, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm just saying.
Everything's going to be okay. They're going to make trades. There's going to be all kinds of activity. It won't happen, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe it will. But it'll happen this month and next month, and they'll have themselves a whole new-looking roster for spring training. The Cardinals are going to make deals. I'm just... Be prepared for some roster turnover. Be prepared for a losing season. And that's just the way it is. I mean, they're going to rebuild. This is a full rebuild, period. Don't start getting expectations of a competitive year. They are going to rebuild the team. And by the time 27, 28 rolls around, they want to have a machine that never, ever, ever looks back again. The worst place you can be in sports is in the middle. You want to be at the top, and if you're not at the top, I denied this for a long time, but you have to tear it down and build it back up in this baseball economy, and that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to build the machine back filled with top prospects. They're going to do it not halfway like they did it the last few years. They're going to do it all the way, and they've got the best architect that knows how to do it, and Chaim Bloom.
Do you think Kurt Cignetti could manage a baseball team?
I do. I think
he could walk on water on the way over here.
Yeah. No, he's tremendous. He's tremendous. It's amazing. It really is to see all of that unfold. And,
oh yeah. Been a long
pretty
time.
Special. Been a long, long time. Woo! A lot of waiting. I've watched probably every game for the last 32 years since I was a freshman. I mean, I went through a lot, and it's not like they were terrible for 32 years. People have to understand Indiana many years right on the doorstep of being good again, right there. And who was there to send them back into their place? Ohio State. Not this
right.
time.
No,
nope. Not this time.
I was thrilled for you guys, just like I was, you know, happy for the Blues when they got their Stanley Cup. And I said I've rooted for Ohio State my whole life since I was a kid. I was rooting for the Hoosiers on Saturday. I wanted you guys to pull it off. I'm glad you did.
Well, I appreciate it. It does feel like a lot of people have jumped on, and it feels so good. You know, like a lot of people around the country are liking the Indiana story. If they win the national championship, it is the best college football story ever.
Yes.
And I don't know if they will. Right now, it feels pretty good. Notre Dame fans, if you want to jump on, there are some seats available.
You and Alex Rich both went to the game. I saw that. Congratulations.
Yeah. Mark, Tom Ackerman says, stop crying about not going to the playoffs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, come on. Join us. You're in the state
Man
of
up,
Indiana.
Right?
Let's go. Come on.
I love it. Well, congratulations, my friend.
All right, thank you.
We appreciate it. All right. We're going to be back here in just a minute. The story is in the Post today. I don't know if you saw this or not, if you even still get it. Missouri legalized abortion, but most residents still can't get appointments, and they have to go out of state. Did you know that, Kim? It's just awful, according to the Post. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. All right. Obviously, the big news last week is that the court went in on its own and changed the wording. I believe that's going to be challenged by the Attorney General for Amendment 3, which, of course, Amendment 3 is an effort to reduce the number of baby murders that happen in Missouri every year, which is right now, because of the initiative petition process, you can murder them up until the day they're born. Just got to call it what it is. You can argue till you're blue in the face. That doesn't happen very often. The bottom line is there are people out there evil enough to do it right up until the last second. And that is horrible that we've allowed our Constitution to be changed in such a way as that. But that's what it is. And because of them changing the wording, it's going to be an uphill battle. There's going to be a lot of outside money coming in to maintain the status quo here in Missouri. But right now, Kim, abortion's legal. Didn't you know that? You knew that, didn't you? So but they should be getting abortions everywhere. But according to the Post-Dispatch, that's just not happening at a fast enough rate. And that's just a shame. Over a year ago, according to this article in the Post, voters enshrined abortion rights into the Constitution. But today, appointments are hard to come by at three Planned Parenthood clinics, Kansas City, St. Louis, and Columbia. State data requested by the Post shows that 80 abortions had taken place in Missouri clinics this year through October. Only 80, according to this, statewide. By contrast, at least 2,000 Missourians sought abortions across state lines in July and September alone, according to data gathered by the Missouri Abortion Fund. Boy, that sounds like a fun bunch of people, huh? It's very sporadic, it says here. In total, about 12,000 Missourians a year travel to Illinois and Kansas to kill their babies, according to recent data gathered by the Guttmacher Institute. The numbers don't include medical abortions, medication abortions using pills, and they believe that more than 60% of all abortions are happening using the medication abortion.
Which is terrible, by the way.
Yes.
It's so incredibly dangerous to be taking that, and I won't get into the details of what happens, but it's not good.
Right. Well,
I mean, none of it's good.
The reason the medication abortions account for 60% of all abortions is not available at Missouri clinics is because state health officials have not approved the clinic's plan for handling complications. Because they admit there are complications, but they haven't handled, they haven't approved the way. They're also mad because the state will not allow nurses to do the abortion. So apparently they're having enough trouble. They're having trouble getting enough doctors to provide the abortions. What they would like to do is have advanced practice nurses provide abortions like they do in other states. But because Missouri won't allow that, it hinders the expansion of appointments at their clinics.
You know, there's a lawmaker who, a Missouri lawmaker, who pre-filed a bill that would hold the women accountable who are trying to get abortions and charge them with murder if they were to actually get one. And I do not agree with that. I mean, I do view abortion as murder because you are literally killing a baby, but it's just, it's a distraction. I think that is what angers a lot of people who want to call themselves pro-choice, okay? I'd call it pro-murder. And it just makes them want to make sure it's legalized even more. We should be holding the doctors accountable. The doctors who were not showing these women the ultrasound, who very well know how disgusting this is and what they're doing to those babies inside the womb, and they're willingly doing it, and they're encouraging moms to do the same thing.
Yeah, I agree that poking the bear at this point, when we need to be focusing on changing Amendment 3, is not a good idea. It isn't.
And by the way, I found it very interesting when we were interviewing Secretary of State Denny Hoskins last week, and he's talking about the reason why it's called Amendment 3, because you and I have questioned that. Could that just lead to confusion that it's the same thing as the one that people voted on in November, even though it does the opposite? Well, he says it's actually just because that was the order in which it was filed. It had nothing. They didn't have the choice.
Yes. Well, they because of the order it came in. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. By the way, we talked earlier about the Washington University standard procedure, apparently, that children at 13 and older can sign a piece of paper so that their medical information is not shared with their parents. And I wouldn't have believed it, except that a lady we've had on the show before reached out to me this morning. Well, I'm going to see about getting her back on here, and pointed out that they've been having this problem for the past 2 years. They've gone round and round with them trying to get this for her 13-year-old. And it's scary that they could take the rights away from this. Catherine Hanaway's looking into it. We're going to try to get the Attorney General on the show this week to talk about that as well. All right, listen, have a great Monday. Stay warm out there. Cam and Ethan and I will see you back here Tuesday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.